Welcome to another AAT podcast. This one looking at the completion and submission of the annual PAYE returns for 2009-10. Firstly, let's consider what pay-as-you-earn returns do we or our clients have to complete and then submit to HMRC. The main pay-as-you-earn return is the P35 employer annual return, and there should be one P35 for each PAYE reference. Next comes the P14s, the end of year summary, which comes in three parts made up of an income tax copy, a national insurance contributions copy, and the employee's P60 pay and tax details. Another end of year pay as you earn return is the P38A employer supplementary return, which does get overlooked, and I will discuss in more detail later in this podcast. There is also one annual pay-as-you-earn return that does not have to be submitted, but the Form P38S for student employees must be completed and retained by the employer for 3 years, plus the current tax year. More of that later too. Before we start our review of the completion and submission of the returns, we need to think about the statutory deadlines for submission to HMRC to avoid incurring potential costly penalties. The pay-as-you-earn regulations require that the statutory end-of-year PAYE returns are submitted within 44 days of the end of the tax year, which means that for the 2009-10 PAYE returns, the deadline is the 19th of May 2010. We should work to that deadline, but if we have problems making that date, we can take some comfort from extra statutory concession B46, which allows another 7 days until Wednesday, 26th of May 2010, before penalties will be charged. 31st of May 2010 is the final deadline for issuing paper form P60s to employees. We do need to ask whether we actually need to file a return at all, especially if there are more than one pay-as-you-earn schemes. HMRC guidance points out that if you have not had to complete any P11 deductions working sheets during the year, then no end-of-year return is required. It says, please tell us so that you don't get unnecessary reminders and penalty notices. And you can use the new online email facility available on hmrc.www.hmrc.gov.uk/PAYE/payroll/year-end/annual-return. HMRC says it's cheaper, quicker, and more effective. Agents registered for the PAYE for Agents service can notify HMRC online. Do you need to check to ensure that all your clients or employers' pay-as-you-earn schemes that require returns to be submitted are actually registered for online filing? For registered schemes, have you logged on since last year? And do you know where the user name and password is for every scheme? If not, you may have to ask HMRC to issue a new user ID and or password, or a new activation PIN if the original has expired. Are there any new PAYE schemes to be registered? All of this takes time, so please do not leave it too late. Let's now think about why we have to file pay-as-you-earn returns and what this involves. We are required to summarise on forms P35, the pay-as-you-earn income tax, Class 1 national insurance contributions, and statutory payments for the tax year. We also have to provide a summary of employees' pay and income tax deductions, and we have to reconcile and balance the payments of PAYE tax, Class 1 NICs, and student loan deductions due against the actual payments made to HMRC during the tax year. Before we start on the completion of the returns, do we have all the necessary information, and are any adjustments required to the payments that have been processed? For example, for any manual amendments that were made after the payroll was closed down. Have any payments been made outside the payroll that need to be included.